Texas Athletic Director Chris Del Conte joining us here on the Horn. Chris, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
Great, fellas. How are y'all?
We're doing
to Frisco, Texas, huh?
Yes, sir.
Hot. Absolutely. It is not only hot, but this is a first-class place right here. I'd never been to the Ford Center before yesterday, and I am blown away that not only do the Cowboys practice here, but high school football games are played here too.
I think everything that Jerry Jones touches is unbelievable. You walk around the complex, you walk around what he did at AT&T Center, it's amazing. And this complex, I've been out here several times, and to have high school football play here and have the epicenter of the pro football program in the nation here, it's awesome.
Jerry Jones, the Midas man, right? Everything he touches not only turns to gold, it just is gold.
Well, when you look at it, I love a lot of things that he does. You take away from, you can R&D, rip off and duplicate. I just spent the last 2 hours walking around this complex and seeing other parts of the facility, what he's doing. He and a Longhorn, Bob Rowland, are involved with the Omni Hotel right next door, and that's pretty interesting to see how they're incorporating everything into the enterprise that is Dallas Cowboys. And you can steal a lot of ideas from here to incorporate the enterprise, what is Longhorn Nation.
Are there any ideas that you've seen that you're like, I absolutely want to do that at DKR, some of our facilities around the 40 acres?
I think with the new facilities that we're contemplating, just how they brand, how they tell their story. I think you walk around here, everything has a story to be told, whether you look at the legacies of all the people that came here before in the Ring of Honor and how they share their stories of what the Cowboys are all about. I'm looking at our Hall of Fame and what we need to do to share our story of what Longhorn Nation is about and our proud tradition, history. We don't do that, right? So if you're a new hire, new eyes coming in, you go, gosh, dang it, where do we get a chance to talk about our history? And we have 600,000 living alumni. We have 6 home football games. It should be a celebration of the University of Texas, period, 6-7 times a year. And we have to do that. And this is what I got a lot of these ideas here from them.
I love it. And, Chris, you, of course, have been to this event before, Big 12 Media Days, representing TCU in the past. You know, what does it mean your first year here representing the University of Texas, donning the burnt orange? What does that mean to you?
Well, it's actually my first Media Days.
How about
Yeah, I would not, because at the end of the day, it was really about the coaches. What I wanted to just come and spend, because it's about our coaches and our student-athletes, Media Days. And so I really wanted to just come spend the day just to look, listen, and learn and what the overall ambiance is. But it's a little bit different when you wear the burnt orange and white and what the gravitas of what it means to the entire state. And it's been a fun ride to get to experience that and understand that I am just the custodian of their program, right? I work for one individual, President Vembis. I report to one individual, but I work for everybody. And you have to know that when you work for the University of Texas.
What's been the most surprising thing to you in your time on the job here? You've been on the job for all of 2018, a little bit of 2017 as well, I believe. So what has been something that's really shocked you about being the AD at Texas?
Nothing's really shocked me because I knew DeLoss. I had spent a lot of time with him. I knew I used to work with Tom at Rice, David Pierce at Rice, so I've known through them their eyes, but I also knew a lot through DeLoss. And being in Big 12 meetings, you know what the University of Texas is. I think when you start working here, just the gravitas of the passionate fan base is what's didn't surprise me. We've had a lot of to overcome in the last 6-7 years, and what we've been really focusing on now is, look, we are still the University of Texas. It is the greatest brand in the country. We know that. We have to get everyone rowing the boat in the same direction, and our tour of the state was just the start of that, and realizing that we just did a head coach's retreat, and we talked about what it means to be a Longhorn, and I needed to learn it from them and from our fan base, so nothing's really surprised me. But we haven't had a football game yet.
No doubt. Chris, we haven't gotten the chance to talk to you since the This Is Texas tour, the 10-city tour around the state. You mentioned 600,000 living alumni here at the University of Texas. A lot of them still live within the state of Texas. How successful was that tour, and what's sort of the vibe, the mood around this University of Texas program right now?
Oh, I think the vibe is fantastic, and the move is great. We know this is a process. So what I looked at is trying to realize that, as I said, I report to one person, but I work for everybody. And when you do that, you have to take that stance, whether it be on social media, be on everything else, to say we need, with 600,000 living alumni, we need everyone rowing the boat in the same direction. If we're all in individual boats doing circles, it's hard to get anything done. But with the one thing that we had at TCU, that we had a small alumni base of 50,000, but they were all rowing the boat in the same direction. If we can get our constituency rowing the boat in one direction, it's not a tsunami. It's a reckoning. And that's what we have to understand and realize, that we have a passionate fan base, but we always need to put Texas first, the burnt orange and white first, and trust the process. And today's age, no one wants to trust the process. Instant gratification. Now, you know, this is the University of Texas first bowl win since 12, I believe. So let's start think through that, where we've been, knowing that we have a phenomenal brand, knowing that Tom's recruiting is what he's doing on the recruiting front, and we're putting the pieces in place. But I'm excited for the next couple years to see what happens.
Likewise. And a couple more for you, Chris, before we let you go. All Longhorn fans are curious about the game day experience at DKR. I'm sure you're not willing to share everything, but I see you on Twitter all the time replying to fans. I even saw you mention something about concession prices. You gave a little winky emoji, which you never know what that means. But just curious, all the changes that you guys are trying to implement at the game day atmosphere, how is that going?
Well, I'll say, to me, it's really important that we have a celebration of our university. So what we're doing is we're not going to have any car, and I'll tell you what we're looking at doing, not putting any cars on San Jack and call that Bebo Boulevard and make that a really interactive space where people can come and enjoy our game day. The issue at the University of Texas is there's not a lot of surface lots. We have a lot of garages. When you have a lot of parking garages, how do you have that tailgate experience? So looking at bringing a game day environment around the stadium, doing concerts on LBJ Lawn. We're working with tailgate guys to have tents set up where you can buy tents that's a la carte. I want a tent, you show up to the tent, food, beer, wine, everything for you. You just got to show up. So trying to create a more of a interactive game day experience that we get all those students from West Campus to come in. Mike Perrin worked with the student body to create one student section, which was awesome. So it's general admission, first come, first serve. Knowing that we have ACL, we have all these other things that happen during game days, it's still, we have all of our alumni that come back. And let's make the epicenter of Austin 6-7 times a year a celebration of our great university. So, and pricing, we need to reduce prices. We need to roll back them, you know, the Walmart. Roll back the prices. And we'll be announcing those in the next couple weeks.
Very cool. And I believe that the Horn is going to be a part of Bevo Boulevard as well. So I know that we're very happy about that. And, Chris, for you, thinking about the 2018 Texas football season, you mentioned that it had been a number of years since Texas won a bowl game. They did so in the Texas Bowl this last year. 2018 Texas football will be considered a successful season if what?
If they continue to believe in the process of what Tom and his coaching staff is put forth. The team believes we're galvanizing that energy, and I think that's the big thing. I don't set a idea of wins at all, and then that's because I'm in the trenches, right? It's a little bit different if you're on the outside looking. I'm looking at it saying, Tom, I know the building blocks he put forth. We also know the where the holes are. So then you better look to say, okay, and through recruiting, 2, 3, 4 recruiting classes, you can see Mac, when he won the national championship in 05, it really was 02, 03, 04. Those recruiting classes got him to a situation where that class was rolling to win a national championship. Then 5, 6, and 7, that class went to 9. You had dudes on that team. I was at Rice in 06 when Texas walked out, and I said, oh, smokes. Look at the size of those fellas. They were unbelievable. Right? But it's just all part of recruiting. You look at Tom's recruiting class last year, was phenomenal. You look who's adding on this year. So you start to build that process and realize that you lose guys to graduation, whatever else. How do you fit the pieces to get yourself a squad? So as long as Tom and the kids believe in the process, I think great things are in store for our program.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for the time today. Really appreciate it. He and I are both Texas X's. We're big fans of what you've done so far in your tenure, and keep up the great work, man. Thank
appreciate
you so much.
You.
Thank you, sir.
You guys be great. Hook 'em.